WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Catherine Keener is one of the stars of the new film Lovely and Amazing, written and directed by Nicole Holofcener. Keener also starred in Holofcener's first movie, Walking and Talking. Keener's other films include Being John Malkovich, Death to Smoochie, The Real Blonde, and Living in Oblivion. Like all the women in the new movie Lovely and Amazing, Keener's character has insecurities which are connected to her looks. She's a former homecoming queen. Now she's worried her husband doesn't find her attractive anymore. What's also keeping her self-esteem in the dumps is that no one wants to buy her artwork, and she's unemployed. In this scene, she's gazing blankly at cartoons on TV, eating cookies, when her husband comes home from work.
Hi.
Hi.
How was work?
Where's Maddie?
Reading in her room. Come sit with me.
What are you watching?
Hickory Dog. We haven't had sex in so long.
It hasn't been that long.
Yes, it has. Donna says, how often do you guys have sex? I'm too embarrassed to tell her the truth.
Why does Donna want to know how often we have sex?
I'm just talking.
So you want to have sex so that you can have a good answer for Donna?
Why do you have to be such a...
I don't understand. Are you saying that you want to have sex with me? That you miss it? Or are you accusing me of something? Because that's what it feels like.
Catherine Keener told me she's faced issues similar to the ones faced in the movie by the character of her sister, the actress.
I remember I had an audition once, and the director thought that I had done a fairly good job in the reading, but my problem was that I wasn't sexy. And he didn't say sexy enough or for this part or anything. He just said, you know, it's basically labeled me that way. And it was good because, you know, it gave me some perspective on how arbitrary it all is, you know. Because at the time, I just thought, well, God, I really can't do anything about that. You know, I can't work that out, you know. So
you can't study with a great actor to learn how to be sexy.
Exactly.
But in a way, you can, because don't you think that some people who you wouldn't think of as being sexy, like they do a certain something on screen and they become very sexy? Like even yourself, you have some roles where you look more like, you know, the next door neighbor, and other roles where you're really a seductress.
Mm. Well, makeup and lighting go a long way towards helping that. But I do think that for me, I think what kind of helped me with that was that I realized that I just have to kind of be who I am, because I can't fight those forces who are just going to decide what they think about me. It's just, you know, viewed through their perspective, and I can't do anything about that. So, but for me, that quality is something that's inherent in a person. It's not,
right?
You know what I mean? It's, if it's an affectation, it comes across to me anyway as one. So, that's what I mean. I could maybe affect it, but it would just be a stereotype to me because I don't really know what that is.
Now, getting back to auditions, what are some of the other things you've been told when you haven't gotten jobs?
Oh, I was told I acquitted myself nicely of what I don't know, I guess. And I was told, you know, not this, not pretty enough, a lot of times, especially for television, I got the note back was that I came across as too hard. I know it's hard to believe, considering the parts I get usually are pretty tough. But I think that they were too much for, you know, television. I think they want, even if the character is described as a hardened person, they want her really soft. In my opinion.
Right.
Hard, but not like life hard.
So when you like get TV. Notes back like that, where somebody's saying that either you're not sexy enough or you're too hard or whatever, Does that get to you? I mean, you said with the sexy thing that that was actually useful to hear that, but...
Well, it was useful in retrospect, but at the time it was demoralizing, and I actually left town. I left for about 3 months. I got out of here. I got in my car and drove away.
You left town for 3 months? Where'd you go?
Well, I went to Roswell, New Mexico.
Look for UFOs?
Yes, kind of.
Why'd you go there?
Well, my husband was working there, and I took my dog and I packed up his cello. He needed his cello, so I drove it out there.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, it was at the height of what we call pilot season. Do you know what that is? I don't. But in television, there are about 3 months that start maybe January or February for 3 months, where they make a lot of pilots. And for actors, it's a very busy time because the possibility of getting jobs goes way up. So because there are just a lot of jobs to be had, and it's not the time that you leave town, but that's exactly when I left because I thought I don't really care.
Right. Catherine Keener is my guest, and she's starring in the new movie Lovely and Amazing. Remember when I was saying that you've had some roles in which you've been a kind of very, you know, average, like your best friend or your next door neighbor kind of character, and other movies right. in which you've been really quite seductive. In the quite seductive category, there's Being John Malkovich, in which you play a woman who John Malkovich and Cameron Diaz fall in love with. And it's a movie, for people who haven't seen it, with a very funny and bizarre premise, which is that people have found a porthole that leads you to the brain of the actor John Malkovich. And when you enter the portal, you experience everything from his point of view.
For 15 minutes.
Yeah, and then you're thrown out.
Exactly.
Thrown out and you're behind.
Ejected onto the New Jersey Turnpike.
So... just getting back to the person who told you that you weren't sexy enough, what was it like in this movie to be the seductress? Because you seduce a man and a woman in this.
Well.
Two men and a woman.
Yeah. Well, Cameron's easy. No, she no. But, no. It was wild. I mean, I just kept trying to convince Spike that he was casting the wrong person because I thought, you've got me confused with somebody else. But, you know, I really honestly thought that I should have auditioned for Lottie, the character that Cameron played. But he kept saying, no, I think that, you know, you would be writer for this part, Maxine. So we read practically the whole script in a like 2-hour marathon audition, and I was nervous and scared, and I kept thinking, this isn't me, and he, you know, kept giving me an encouraging pat and saying, yeah, I think you can do it, I do. And but it turned out to be a blast. All of it was a lot of fun, and I don't know, Spike just made it really easy on me. He just would help me out of every corner I backed myself into, and it was fun.
Now, you met your husband, the actor Dermot Mulroney, I think on the set of a movie. He's one of the stars of the new movie that you're in, Lovely and Amazing, mm-hmm. although I don't know if you're in any scenes together. I don't think so.
We're not, no.
How did you meet on the set? Were you in both acting in the same film?
Yeah, we did a film together. It was actually our first film called Survival Quest. And
was the first film for each of you?
Yeah. We had both just come out to Los Angeles, and I don't know, we were friends for a very long time, and he was a lot of fun when we were working, and we were both involved in an accident while we were shooting, a river accident. We were jumping, it was this, like this group of Outward Bound people, and he was an ex-con, and I was getting a divorce, that kind of thing. And we were running away from kind of the radical splinter group, you know, who was out to get us. And we had to jump into this river, the Kern River, which is a very dangerous river here in California. And there had been even a lot of fatalities that summer and all this stuff. But anyway, we were really underprepared for it and didn't have any flotation devices on and all this stuff. But consequently, a couple of us didn't swim into our mark, I being the first, and then Dermot jumped in to save me. And another the producer of the film actually jumped in, and he had to go to the hospital. His heart stopped. The whole thing, it was almost drowning, and it was awful. But after that, I don't know, things kind of changed a little bit for everybody, especially the people involved in it, in the accident. And we became really good friends. And then I guess maybe 4 or 5 months later, we were looping for the film, you know, doing ADR, and we just started going out.
Did you have any reservations about becoming romantically involved with somebody else in the industry, somebody who is an actor?
No, I didn't have any reservations at all. I liked it. I think, and ultimately, you know, I still feel like it's a great thing. It just depends on the person. I mean, for me, he and I, you know, we help each other a lot, and we have an understanding for each other. I don't know if, for example, in Lovely and Amazing, Dermot and Emily Mortimer, who plays my sister Elizabeth in it, they have that scene where she gets out of bed naked and says, you know, just basically tell me everything that's wrong with me. You can also say what's right. And he does. And, you know, I don't know if people ask me about that, which is the reason I'm bringing it up. But they ask, how did it feel to know your husband was doing that? And I have insight into that because I'm in the same profession, and I know that it's a weird thing and it's an uncomfortable thing, and you have to make the best of it and believe in what you're doing. And so for me, it actually wasn't even, I didn't even have to process it at all. It was just like, you got to do your work, you know. And I actually further thought that Emily and Dermot, you know, Emily, knowing my husband as I do, I knew that she was in really good hands as far as, you know, partner in that scene goes, that Dermot would be really, you know, would take care of her. And there she was, all exposed and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Terry.
Catherine Keener stars in the new movie Lovely and Amazing. She's also in the forthcoming films Full Frontal and Simone. This is Fresh Air.